Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yet to another episode of Tantra Talks with
The Witch.
How are you guys doing today?
How you doing, Wizard?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, we're always good.
You sure? Of course.
We're always good.
Always. Always. How's life treating you? Generally fantastic.
Pretty good. Pretty good on yourself.
Awesomeness. Oh, absolute awesomeness. Absolute awesomeness.
And how are you guys out there?
How are people up there?
Good again?
Yes, indeed. We're going to bring in our YouTube feed. Yeah. That's on the Witch and the Wizard. We're going live.
So we're going to give a couple more minutes for a couple more people to sign on. And in the meanwhile, we'll talk a little bit about the topic. The topic is... What's the topic about?
The topic is the differences between men and women. Oh!
My Lord.
We're going there. We're going there. The differences between men and women. OMG. Look at that great picture of you. That's the thumbnail. OMG. So we're going live on YouTube. And of course, we're live on YouTube. Okay, so of course, we've got live on The Witch and the Wizard, live on Valerie Love on YouTube. We're just live all over the place. We're just doing.
We're
living
it up.
We're doing the thing.
We're
living
it up.
We are doing the thing. And, you know, YouTube, woo! We have also come to the awareness that we have to do this a whole lot earlier, huh? We come to that awareness a whole lot earlier. So thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I need prayer. All right. So I'm going to do some prayer for you now.
Hi, Selena.
Look at our peeps coming in. Our peeps are coming in on YouTube. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Hi, Utah. How you guys doing? Miss Christina. And
you look
Utah.
Amazing. She said you look amazing. Who are you talking about, me or the
wizard? She's talking about you.
The wizard.
She's talking about the wizard. Who else would she be talking about? There's no one else that would be looking at me.
It was the wizard. The wizard is amazing. The wizard is looking amazing. The wizard looks like Jesus Christ, don't he?
No.
That's what we always see.
We all have to.
I am great. You great? Good. The witch. Oh,
that
you can't wait.
Now, of course you're still in the witch. We're going to have to ask that. Just try to fix it. You both look amazing. But we'll get back to you guys in a second, too, because we have the Blog Talk Radio. And we want to bless.
Radio,
we want to bless them. Where's the
bring up the chat. I'll bring up the chat.
On here, on this one.
Okay,
so
the Witch and the Wizard channel. Right?
So when we're talking about the differences between men and women, there are so many different aspects of it that we can look at. What are you looking at, or would you like to start digging into?
Well, first off,
that's the Witch and the Wizard.
Yes,
okay,
the Witch and the Wizard live chat are talking about this because this is one of the biggest issues in relationships, especially with men and women. They have differences in communication, differences in mental, emotional state, and differences in sexuality. And so we're going to take on those three. Yes? Yeah? You take on those three?
We could do that.
So first of all, differences in communication. And I feel like we need to say a prayer first before we begin. Should we say a prayer? Because it might get hot in her.
Well, we can wait for 11 and make a couple wishes.
Ooh, yippee. So we got watches on Valerie Love, and we got viewers on the Witch and Wizard channel. We are so grateful for it. We love you. Love you. Oh, my God, we love you. So we're really grateful. So let's say a prayer, shall we?
Yeah. Yes.
So deep breath, Spirit, we simply ask for wisdom and guidance. For all our viewers, for everyone watching, for everyone listening on Blog Talk Radio, for all of us to come into higher awareness in our relationships, greater awareness, deeper understanding, greater wisdom, and deeper love connection.
amazing love connection for everyone. Amen. Ashe. And so it is.
Now that we know it's you.
So, Gracie, look, that wow, is it? This is so freaking smart.
Yeah. Anyway,
I wonder if you're a genius.
No. I'm not. Anyways, so you said communication.
Yes. Okay.
So let's
communication about. What's the difference between communication for men and women? We already know. Women use, they say something like 8,000 words. I believe 8,000 words a day. Men use about 2,000 a day. So right there, the woman is. I heard someone say, tell me if this is right or wrong. Never say a sentence to a man longer than 7 words because they really don't want to hear all that. They don't want to hear a lot of say it, what it is, and be done with it. Is that accurate?
What was that? I'll stop listening.
After 7 words.
8 words.
That's what they said. They just tune right out. They ain't listening to all of that.
I think it's a 10. You know, I'm so crazy because I'm always looking at. It's hard because I understand, like, how the human mind works and, like, how social aspects and, like, experiences kind of taint or strengthen. You know, like, there's always a basis. So let's talk about the basis of it because it's like astrology. Like, there's always a base. There's always a core. There's always a spine. And it's usually on point. The reason I say usually is because your experiences can change things. You know, where you're born, more into the following month or the previous month, you know, where you're abused as a child. If you grew up in a tough neighborhood, you're loving, but now you grew up in a tough neighborhood, so now your heart is a rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I guess we'll talk about the typical. Ooh, I'm straight. We'll talk about the typical stuff. Well, I think the thing is with men is that it just depends. I don't think that men don't have it in them, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. They have it in them to really listen and really, of course, I know, because the men in my life, they listen to me.
Hey, Jania, I'm so sorry. Of course. Well, let's do this. Let's look at this. Ladies out there, how many times don't you meet a man that's a Prince Charming, he's a great listener, and everything before he gets to this?
Oh, yeah.
So,
my cookies.
So that if he can do that during that time, that means the capability is there, right?
The capacity to do it. Whoa.
He has the capacity.
Wow.
Now, what I think it is, too, is that women are marathon runners.
We keep up.
Y'all consistent with it. And you keep it moving. Awesome. We're out of breath. We need some water. Are you still going? And I'm saying,
so I have to still keep going with
you. And I'm saying us because I'm speaking in general terms. Because y'all know, the people that know me know I can talk. I was talking all day.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah, you're very conversational.
We can go at it.
For real. Oh, for real.
We can break it down. We can
absolutely
do all that.
Absolutely. And it's stimulating to have good conversations with really intelligent people. I love that. It's stimulating. Mentally stimulating.
The woman conversation piece.
Because I think women treat men like women. Like, we want our man to be like our woman. We're treating the man like our girlfriend, and your man is not your girlfriend.
Not always.
True, right?
Because I'm girlfriend material.
You're kind of girlfriend because you do the boss and the shopping and the TJ Maxx. You hang in the store longer than I do. I'll be like, okay, I'm ready. Hey, one more thing, you know, you're looking through each rack. What do you think about this?
I'll
leave a place and
I see another store. I'm like,
do not let him see TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, Burlington. Is Burlington one of them too? But Ross,
that's some good shoes.
Beeline on Ross. Like the car will be going straight and Ross. So that definitely. You got that part.
That definitely was.
Yeah, that's a good part. That's good. That's really good.
Put on a pair of underwear.
Oh, okay. What happens when you're fully clothed? Like,
I mean, put on a pair of underwear is like get in his shoes
Oh.
You know what I mean? Get it done. Just like he knows how to listen when he's trying to get in the pants.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he shows some of those skills that you're like, what happened to that guy?
Yeah, where is that dude?
We used to talk all the time.
We used to talk.
Yeah. Get in his pants and get into where he is. Because a lot of times, there's always communication is such a huge issue because we're always foreplanning. We have the fear of what might happen or what might not happen. We have this, we have that. And we create all these stories and all this difficult stuff. If you can just say, this is what I want, get it done. Are you doing it or not?
Oh, so that's how you direct it.
Direct. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like when your partner says, oh, well, you know, or you say, hey, can you get Johnny or whatever? Oh, well, let me just go ahead and put my shoes on and get dressed, and I'm going to have to walk down there and knock on this person's door and just say, I don't want to get it. You get it?
Right.
Or we don't even hear all that. Just, dude, you go get John. I don't want to get John.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm chilling. I'm watching soap operas or praying or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or make something up.
But a lot of women don't want to do that because they don't want to sound like a bitch.
That's another problem.
Right, that is a problem. Because we don't always want to say, and a lot of times women are trying to be nice girls, right? Oh, be nice. Don't hurt people's feelings. Blah, 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 blah. That's how I was trained and raised until I saw that wasn't the way to live life. He didn't say what you mean,
no.
Right? Say what you mean.
That was not helping.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful. And so if we don't say what we mean in every sphere of life, it's going to be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Phoenix.
Elaborate on that, Phoenix.
Yeah. Learn to be nice. Don't hurt people's feelings, all that. The truth does not always feel good. Like, it's so annoying sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It is annoying.
It is to me, too.
We need somebody to be nice. But I used to be nice to you, and you used to get mad when I was
nice. I'm like, just tell me what it is.
Tell me what it is.
Just tell me what it is.
Because people can't feel when you're being nice.
Oh, you're so nice. Just, I don't need to hear all that. Thank you very much.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't need words of affirmation. But
that's not my love life, pretty tough. That's what you're saying. That's not my love life.
Yes, I like that. Walk where Jesus walked.
Yes.
So, but the part of the being nice thing is another sign and shows us like where society puts us. And this is where the issues are, where society has created these divisions and these roles and the woman has to be nice and the man is aggressive and this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like that. Like, you know, like when you're in a relationship, you fill things out and you balance things, however it is. If she doesn't talk much, you can do the talking. You can get that. But being nice is not always what's effective. I mean, just be effective. Just get it done. You know what I mean? So being nice is not a must. Just being real and making it work. However that looks.
So be directive, don't be nice, but yet be respectful.
Well, yeah, but we're not saying we can't say to them because it depends on how their relationship is going or what kind of relationship it is.
Well, I'm tired of it because I'm so thankful. Oh, that is beautiful.
We're so thankful that you're so thankful as well.
Beautiful.
Yes, we are. We appreciate you. And we appreciate that you're thankful with everything that you're thankful about. And
I like when men are emotional. That shows you care. Wow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And guess what? Most men that care, I don't care how tough they are, they're going to be emotional.
Yeah.
Because caring is something that's real and it comes from love, and you can't stop love and hold it. If a man is really able to do all that, either he has some major issues that he has to work on or he doesn't really care in that sense.
And it is beautiful.
Yes, it is very beautiful.
I find that men are very emotional. I don't know why people say that they think men are not emotional.
Because they're
sure. Men are very
emotional. They're more emotional.
Yeah, I find men to be very emotional. My Christian friends don't accept me and my metaphysical friends don't accept me. I don't care how nice I am. Stop being nice. Because you know what? Being nice also has the element of needing external validation. Needing to be approved of. That's when we want to be nice. A fear of losing love is at the bottom of that. So all of that stuff, no, don't be nice. Don't be way too nice. Kalei Alina says she's way too nice. Don't be nice. Don't be nice. speak the truth, share what's really going on for you, and speak the truth respectfully, but nice is not required. You know, in the Bible, nice is not required. Love is the only commandment. Love, that's it. Not being nice and not being, you know, having to have it be sweet. That's not a requirement. And being liked is not a requirement. Right?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to put away from everything in the sense of, I don't want to say don't be nice.
Don't be nice.
I want to say be effective.
Ah.
We just talked about this weekend when I went out with some friends and there were some situations that we might not necessarily go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't about being nice or not. It was about being appropriate in the appropriate time and place.
Mm-hmm.
There's an appropriate time and place for most things, and nice doesn't always get it done. I think you have to be more effective than nice.
This is interesting. What's the topic? The topic is, I love that. Oh, the choker is on point. Thank you.
I'm going to break the
story today. My
the topic is the difference between men and women, and we're in the communication part of it. Mm-hmm. Australia.
Australia. Lovely. So we were talking about being directive with the communication between when women are communicating with men, not being nice. Women are trained to be nice girls. And yet being respectful and saying the truth. Say what's really going on for you. Most women, they have a hard time with their voice. They just don't use their voice. Most women have found, a lot of women have that I know have not even found their voice. Do you ever meet women like that?
No, definitely. And again, that's usually an issue with like how they were raised or society issues and stuff like that. And it's really crazy how you can see it in the home and in the first, and everybody doesn't know it, and which is what's like more amazing, because you don't know it until it's brought out by somebody else or something else or an issue that arises. Mm-hmm. I went through that this weekend as well.
Wow. Yes. Always keep a level of
Wayne. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my.
Afraid
goodness.
Of people rejecting and speaking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's, I think, why men speak their mind more. We get rejected so often. But
maybe we need to be more reckless with it, maybe, and let it out a little bit more, you know. I find that more women are more repressed than they are the other direction. Like some women, you have to provoke them to being real, to really let it out. They're not tending to let it out right in the beginning. Simply say the truth, unless you go for a lot of personal development, you know, a lot of personal development. So now what about emotional mental stuff? Because we talked about men are emotional and it comes from love. And they say, yeah, that men are more logical than women. What say you about that?
I think we're more logical. Let's not, again, I'm speaking generally. Because I really feel that I'm not in alignment with what the general mold of a man is emotionally and logically. Do you agree?
Yeah, you're not. You don't fit the typical male.
Not the typical male.
No, you do not.
What's crazy is that I have a different combination. I have like a vast combination and a wide range. Like,
you do, yeah.
I can be in the White House, or we can go down an alley and thug it out.
So yes, we can.
Right, no problem. I'll put my tins on. And my,
stop with the big deal.
My true religion. And we can do it.
How do you want to roll? Because I can roll either way. How do you want
to
do this?
I'm going to go to homecoming with the hell. My preppers want to come down with them now. But I think it's because we're less emotional. And the part of it is that, you know, our testosterone and our way of being to women, so we're able to see things in black and white more in a sense. Like, this is what it is, this is what it's not. This is what it's not going to be. You know what I mean? Unless we think with our other head, and that's the emotional weakness we might have. But women are more caring.
I'm less likely to be direct with those that I care about.
Nice. Logic is geared more towards true than getting even. Ooh, I like that, Dwayne. Richard, you're absolutely right.
You know what I also read? I also read that men tend to, in their mind, like the mind of a man and the mind of a woman, men tend to put things compartmentalized, and women just have this big old wide open field where everything's like connected. Like our kids are in there. And men seem to have things more compartmentalized, like this is my work thing, this is my this thing, and this is my that
thing. You're my friend at work.
Right. And we women just let our stuff kind of roam and swirl around. One is not better than the other, just different. Is that accurate? I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a general sense, don't they fancy? Yeah, they do. They do.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and women multitask. Women can do more things than one. I noticed that a man can only do one thing really well at a time.
No, that's me too. That's me too. And it just depends if it's new reader because I can't.
Okay.
It just depends what it is because if I put everything into something, I can't put everything into a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
I go in and I'm kind of like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But back to the question of the zodiac sign, yeah. And like I mentioned earlier, I believe that the zodiac sign is very accurate. So there's a lot attached to it, but it's never 100% because people change. People have traumatic experiences. People grow. People are raised in different areas. You know, you can't say an Aquarius that's raised in the hood in Detroit, in the heart of Detroit, is the same as an Aquarius that was raised in Beverly Hills. I mean, there's going to be some toughnesses, some more emotional sides, or whatever it is. I mean, depending on your environment and the psychosocial things that you're exposed to.
Oh, you're a Pisces? Wow, Pisces. That was Price. Price was a Pisces.
Yes,
Dwayne.
Dwayne said building a brick wall one brick at a time.
I'm not sure what that means, but
that's a pretty good idea. Dwayne.
Oh, you get it.
So,
that's man law. So what's up with man law?
That's my man, 50 grand.
Oh, okay.
I just met him, but I love him. How does all of this, because this is the tantra talk anyways. Let's go into the motions of the ocean. How does all of this tie to the sex, though?
Oh, there's the next way. Men and women are different. Because you know what? They show.
Wait, she got the. Slap the other one up. One brick at a time, Dwayne. Perfect wall.
I don't know what you would know, but you're in the top clearly.
Gemini. Greg is a Gemini. What's up, Greg?
Gemini. So the sex thing,
mm-hmm.
They show this diagram, right, to a man's sexual experience.
Straight down to
the
floor.
Right. And it showed a woman. It was one of those memes. It was so hysterical, like, to get to the cookies.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
That you do that naturally.
Wait,
you were talking about that like,
yeah, but I'm super emotional, right?
Okay.
You think, right? Right?
Yes.
Sensitive and all that.
Beautiful.
But for me, it is a straight line.
It's still a straight line.
Straight to the penis.
Straight down.
Straight to the penis.
That's it.
Leave me alone.
Straight down. Okay.
And I'll tell you, that's a perfect example of socialization and psychosocial aspect of what can change some of your personality and your traits. Because
mm-hmm.
for me, I'm very detailed, sensitive, emotional. I'm very into, good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more into the energy and making it perfect. And I want her to melt. And, you know, I want her to be like, oh, God, put it, please, just put it in. But for me, I don't want any of that. For me, if you're pleased, I'm like, dumb. I done did my job. I'm like, yeah. I did that. All of that, that was me. Right here, yeah. No, I didn't get pleased yet, but it's all good. Because I did my job. That's what I'm here for. So,
that's the Latin lovers.
So,
not everybody.
No. Because people want to get pleased. But I think it is that mixed with having a string of maybe selfish lovers in the past that I don't like massages and I'm not used to it and I don't it's just, I sensitive because never did that because when I was learning and doing things, I did everything.
Mm.
This was my show. I was like posting. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm about to take care of all of this.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, so by the time it was my turn, like, you know, person's laid out or, and so that's part of the psychological aspect of it, that I give the opposite of what I want, but it's because that's probably what I was used to. You know what I mean? In those stages.
I don't think I understand what you mean by that. Say more about that. Because I really want to understand more about that.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Like you give not what you would want. And the reason for that was psychosomatic from when you were growing up. What do you mean by that?
No, no.
Oh.
What I'm saying is the repetitive nature of not receiving.
Ah.
You can't ignore
it. I get it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
that's
how we function.
Yeah, so that's
when
I get, when we, and in our retreat, when we talk to the men about stuff, one of the things that I make sure that I teach the men is the psychological aspect of not having an orgasm too early or being able to hold it. You have to prepare for that, and you have to psychologically practice that. If you just jump off and get your rocks off, and you're done in 5 minutes, your body gets used to that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because it's all like it's in the nervous.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's muscle memory.
And muscle memory.
Oh,
it's saying over and over and over again.
Yeah. It's like, hurry up, freeze breath. How was that 5 minutes? What? Yeah, it's gonna make you tired.
It does. It does make them tired.
So, no, she's talking about the women. She's talking about me with the women. But, so, that repetitive nature, boom. So, like, I cannot get anything, and I'm fine. I'm like, okay.
And then what happens?
Okay. What do you mean?
Be unfulfilled or what?
It doesn't matter because, to me, pleasing someone, if I'm with somebody.
It's fulfillment.
Yeah, it is.
It is
it
definitely
is.
Fulfillment.
It is.
Absolutely.
And in a sense, it's orgasmic now.
It's very orgasmic.
Now, don't get it twisted. You're not going to jump off like that every time.
We don't create this a habit, right?
Hey, use your hands. I'm talking. Yeah.
You know, this speaks to unselfishly thinking of your loved one. Yes.
Yes, Wayne Richardson.
You know, my girlfriend, I have one of my ministers.
And I'll get back to your thing, too. Go ahead.
She said she loved, let me say this in a way that, well, let me just say it has something to me. This is why. Because she said it feels so powerful to have that ability to bring so much pleasure to a person in that experience.
Oh, my God.
That
that's
it's like a high,
like
you can see that what you're doing is taking a person somewhere.
Outward,
And that is it's like ultimate power.
So to answer
that's
back to Dwayne,
to answer to Dwayne,
that's what I was going to say. You're absolutely right. That's unselfish. But to some people, it's totally self-centered.
Because they're getting something from it.
And for me, I don't know because, actually, you asked me one time. You was like, all right, does that feel like fun? I was like, no, it feels like I did my job. You know, like I was successful.
Yeah.
But there's always an underlining thing with
something going on.
Yeah. So I don't do it for me. But if I don't do it, I don't feel right. Like, I'm not happy. I'm like,
if she's not completely sexually fulfilled.
Yeah, because that's what we came for. We came for fulfillment, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't do that, it's like, oh, no.
So this brings me to another question then.
Yeah.
How do men know that the woman is sexually fulfilled?
How do they know?
Yeah, how do they know?
Well, we don't always know because, you know, we have all these great actresses out there.
I tell you, because look, I've done it. Just so the dude can stop. It's like, okay, Lord, he's not going to stop until.
Wait, I've done that, or I'm like, I have ED. It's not you, it's me.
It's ED.
I know I don't. I've said that. I'm like, she tried everything. I'm like,
she's so sorry. Enough already.
Enough already. Yeah.
I'm good.
You must take it, yo.
I think
that's a very, very few men fake it.
Love with spirit is just sex.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Love with spirit or love without spirit, Dwayne?
Yeah, love without spirit.
So for me, I definitely have definitely faked it.
You have faked having an orgasm?
What? Yeah.
That's hard for a man to fake an orgasm.
No, it's not. You squeeze everything, you're like, oh, oh God. Yeah, without. Dwayne, that's what I thought you meant. Well, the thing with me is this, that, you know, due to our, what we're going to be showing in the magic of love and everything,
yeah.
But I know how to withhold my ejaculation, mm-hmm. and I know how to push back my orgasm. So, if I'm with someone, they know that. So, if I fake it physically, they don't have to see the sperm because I hold it back anyway.
You know how to...
I don't hold it back anyway.
The non-ejaculatory orgasm.
But there's some.
About the neo.
Yeah, there's times. In the past. All right, I'm talking about in the past. Whereas there,
in your former life,
when I was younger. Before I turned
20. Right. That's my former life.
No,
before
I mean, when I was younger, I've had, because at those times I wasn't spiritual, so
yeah.
I had interactions in college with people that I shouldn't have had, and sometimes I saw something. And I was like, ooh, I want that. Then when I went with it, it was like, oh, this is not going to happen. Yes, Greg. I'll tell you the story real quick, Greg. It was this girl from school school had just started. And I was like, oh, Lord, I can't talk to her about that right now. So she knew one of my friends, and one of my friends said, she's asking about you. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm thinking we're going to talk. Oh, no, she was ready for me to go home with her.
Okay.
Now I'm in the cafeteria in college, and the guys are like, oh, yeah, Roberto, do your thing, Rico. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Rico,
I was like, it's all good because I like her anyway. When we got there, it was crazy. First of all, she told me she had, like, 4 or 5 kids. I was, like 18, I think. I was, like, 18.
How old was she?
She was in college. She was probably like in her 20s, early 20s. Then she showed me a picture of her husband who had just got out of jail the day before.
Oh.
I remember
that. I
was like, what? And I wasn't like this.
I'm going to
college. That was like kind of broad, because I paid.
That
was in shape.
I'm
like,
I ain't fighting this.
First of all, 5 kids, I was like, how old is the youngest? Because all these heads I'm not working with a pillow. I ain't small, but I'm not working with a pillow. So after all of this, I'm already here. Let me go to work. So,
I'm already here.
She starts bringing out fruit, whipped cream. I was like, oh, no. This is not going to happen. I was like, then we got into it. Now, remember, I was like 18, 19. I think I was 18, about to be 19. She was like 21. So, at that age, I'm messing with like young or older women, but that are like intact. When I took everything off, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. But after 5, I was like, she must have breastfed all 5 of them. Now, don't judge me. This is when I was single when I was 19. So.
Because the whole reason why you're still way up here.
It wasn't even about that, because I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Like, I respect that. And,
right.
And it's great, but I mean, I was 19. I didn't. I'm telling you what I was thinking. And back then, I was like, OMG. So, that girl tried everything, and it would not get up. And I didn't. I wanted to just leave. When I told her, trying, I have ED. She started crying.
If you had ED, you would have never came.
I was like, damn, she got me. So, wait. But, I'm quick with it. So, I was like, I thought you were going to be the one to fix it.
Man, you are nasty with the order.
I thought you were going to fix it. I haven't. No, I'm sorry. It's not you.
But even
it's
you,
me.
It's me.
Let me get my coat.
It's not you.
It's me.
That line is crazy.
It's me. And it was a fist. It's me.
It's
not
me.
You. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so men do fake it. Men do
fake
it. I don't know how many men fake it because I find that pretty hard to believe because we're so penal-centralized.
Penal-centralized.
Yeah, I mean, if we...
There's a penal-centralization.
If the wind is blowing fast enough, the wind can get it done. If you outside, you can put it out at the wind handle. I mean, we can have it.
Wow.
But, yeah, they do fake it. Men do fake it.
Men fake it. But only the men who can do the neo, the non-ejaculatory orgasms, can fake it? Or
why?
Any man fake it? I'm just asking. I'm asking.
We can never say that. No, we can never say that.
Okay.
You know, that's a no because everybody has their own thing.
But how can you fake an orgasm for a man? I'm
not sure how that happened. Well, let me thought of one way right now, and I never done that. Well, maybe I thought about it. I mean, you could do that. I mean, women, how many of you have sex, and when he comes, you're checking the condom immediately? No. Sometimes you check it after. So, I mean, he could pull it up, turn around, and, like, spit in it or something. And just be like, yeah, that's why it's like, oh, let me throw this out. From a flash, I'm sure that guys do it. I mean, nothing's impossible in this world.
It's very interesting because my experience has always been that something happens after, right? Like, after the man comes, then there's this, like, exhaustion sort of that comes, and there's this, like, sort of experience of, like, maybe if they're still in, then I don't want to get too graphic
here. Is still what, in the vagina?
Yeah, if they're still in, then it goes down.
Yeah.
So there's a change from being rock hard.
They start snoring.
They start snoring. Look, she was going to say, pussy is a tranquilizer. You said exactly right. Baby's starting. And he said, hey, forget about it. He said, don't let me have a turkey sandwich and pussy. I'll be in a damn coma.
Yo,
you know, it's
so
like a change.
Talk back. No,
maybe because I'm an energetic person.
I'm
going to
tell you.
You feel all this energy.
I'm
going to
tell you.
Yeah.
No, because I'm an energetic person, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I put energy into it.
Yeah.
And then there's another thing.
What's the other
that
thing?
That I've done.
Uh-oh.
Just squeeze, because when you're holding it back, you're squeezing certain muscles.
Uh-huh.
So when you squeeze it, all right, the penis is pumping.
Uh-huh.
So you can pump your penis like it's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what those things do anyway, those toys do. They pump the penis, and that's how it gets a little more.
Well, that's pulling blood up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
This is the muscle that you have down there that you can tighten it. And, like, if a man has an erection and he tightens it, it'll move.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or should move if he has control of it. If not, you definitely have to go to this retreat.
You
definitely
have to go to this retreat.
We need. Well,
I don't have
Jesus,
so that's not my purpose.
Well,
that's not my purpose.
What on my mind? I didn't hear. She wants me to hear Jesus and the love for the LA God friend because she got something on her mind.
Okay, shout out to my little bro. Who's your little bro?
It's what's up, Ed?
Is that your brother?
That's my brother.
The wizard's brother.
The love of Jesus.
The love of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the love of God, right?
Yeah.
That is what Francis called it.
Because she wants to hear about the love of Jesus that Jesus asked for. The dude said, I'm Pastor. Yes, it is the most important.
The most important.
And it's the only love. And this is all under Jesus' umbrella.
It sure is.
So if we're talking about Pastor Talk, we're talking about all of that.
And
so,
this is a show about spirituality.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual cancer.
Yes, definitely.
So
now let's go to the differences between men and women. We've talked about the communication. We've talked about the emotional, mental. We've talked about sexuality. How about money? That's a big one, and their money.
Mm.
What do you find? What are your observations then about that?
why don't you give us your outfit? You must have something like that.
Yeah, I
bring money out of nowhere. Just bring money. Money in it.
You know why? Because I was a financial advisor for 7 years at American Express.
Exactly.
So there's a so you know, there's like
so
this.
You could head this department right now.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen so many couples. And couples that come together, when it comes to the money, they always get the opposite. But you always get a saver with a spender. You always get a person who...
I believe that.
You always see the opposite. And what I notice about that... emotional
that man.
The men, what is most important? Oh, what are the most important emotional needs that men have?
The
how
man
does you offer them?
Who always that wants to get... this in the life.
Go Dutch.
I don't want to say that. I don't like to go Dutch. And honestly, I'm really bad with it because... to me, I'll get back to you. And I'm really bad with going Dutch only because of the way I was raised, and I'm very old school. But I like to take care of people around me.
He does. He takes care of people really well.
So for me,
take care of all your people really
so
well.
For me, if I can't pay for something, I'm not inviting somebody out. I'm not inviting a woman out anywhere if I'm not going to take care of her. Now, if we end up going Dutch or something, if I get talked into it, because the thing is, we're related in spirit.
Are you guys related? Yeah, we are.
But let's still answer the last question.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I got a little throat.
Yes.